Leah never knows when she'll appear in one of Benjamin's nightmares. But since it started happening, they tend to meet in the charred shell of the original World Stage Theater, the smoke hanging as solid as proscenium curtains. Sometimes the damage is the way it really happened. Total annihilation on the lower floor and a dragon-raised mezzanine. Sometimes the destruction is rendered pretty and whimsical. The ruined velvet seats crowd against either wall, creating a proud aisle like an apocalyptic road, or granite sparkling ashes flit toward her pupils. Or the roof is gone, and Leah looks up to see stark, perfect constellations. Unheard of in Midtown Manhattan, what with the light pollution. But the artist in Leah can easily imagine it anyhow. Always, there is the terror, even when nothing more significant happens than her boots sloughing through cinders. This theater burned 20 years ago. Leah knows there isn't any logic to dreams, but it's nauseating, and she always thinks a little petulantly, spectacular, another nightmare. Being in the cremated bones of this place is automatically a nightmare, and it isn't even in my head. Because it's all in Ben's. This time, Ben sits downstage left, staring into the orchestra pit. He's ropey and pale in a red t-shirt and torn jeans, a toe-headed, manic-eyed 8-year-old instead of her toe-headed, manic-eyed ex-fiancé. His shiner is pulpy, and the sweet curve of his lower lip gapes like an extra mouth. So that helps to date things. It's Ben before therapists, Ben before meds, Ben the toilet plunger, the lunch money source, the punching bag. Looking down, she sees a pair of green corduroy pants she lived in throughout the late 90s, so she's Ben's age too. It's before she got the hang of her coarse, nut-brown corkscrews, for instance. They're cropped at her nape, much longer on top, like they were for that heinous school picture, a Halloween wig from the discount bin. Ben has a song stuck in his head, seemingly. From all corners of the building, Harvest Moon by Neil Young croons its easy melody, a deeply harmless ballad. Still, Leah's blood runs thin and bluish in her wrists. Hear what I have to say, just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. Neil Young is pretty cheesy for you, isn't he? Leah observes. Oh my God! Ben scrambles to his knees with a look of pure hunger. Please, not this again. Hi, she says. You're back, he blurts, standing. I mean, you're here. Again. Don't ask me how. We went over this maybe 10 times already. Sorry. No, I wasn't going to. Just, you know, there you are. Let's not make a scene of it. I'm literally on a stage. The premonition of Ben's adult smirk appears. Wouldn't a scene be... dunno, appropriate? No scenes. Leah's heart thuds like a doomed heretic's. I'm here against my will. Right, but... God, you can't understand how much I've missed. Benjamin, change topics, or I swear I'm going to walk away and keep walking till I have no idea. Fall out of your ear. You do not discuss me. Us. There's too much to... There's just too much. We tried it last time, and I could barely function for 3 days after I woke up. Tell me a different story. Longing, anger, and disappointment threaten to crumple Ben's face like a child's after a terrible fall. But Ben isn't a little boy. He only looks like one. Straightening, he nods. It was a kaleidoscope of emotions. Longing and loss as a high-pitched garble. The last flicker looked simply like love, though. which is excruciating.